Hello, welcome to Spec Talk Radio. This is the Southeast Private Equity Community's way of tuning in and plugging in to learn about how to connect with capital and how capital connects with companies. Today we're on this show. We normally are on Fridays at noon, but we have I was in a very interesting meeting last Friday and was unable to do the show, so we rescheduled it for this morning. A little bit later on, we're going to have two of the companies that have qualified. We believe they have what it takes to win the million-dollar contest business plan competition and go out there and connect with investors and raise $1 million. And we're going to be hearing from them in just a little bit. But while I'm waiting for them to call in, I want to take a few minutes to talk about the economy, because that's what everybody is on everybody's mind. And everybody keeps asking me, well, you know, what's going on? What about the investors out there? And I was at the Angel Capital Association Southeast Regional Conference Thursday and Friday of this past week over in Savannah, and it was quite amazing to see all of these very active angel investor groups coming together, talking about deals, talking about best practices, talking about how to connect with companies, and in fact, that they are very actively still investing. And so here's a point to think about when you're looking at this. And I've been talking to some of our investors out of the Network of Business Angels and Investors as I was last week and kind of checking in and seeing how they were doing and how the market was affecting them. And most of the really very sophisticated high net worth folks either have their money well diversified, so this was just a sort of a blip, and they're accustomed to these kind of blips. And one thing to keep in mind is that if you don't sell your public stocks when they're down at the bottom, you haven't actually lost the money. And so, you know, they had pulled their money out. I mean, the market's been tumultuous, you know, all the way since last spring, because when we were doing our Southeast Private Equity Conference, that was a big concern at the top. Would people come to that conference? And of course, we had 180 attendees, and so they weren't. They knew then that the market was on the was getting kind of crazy, and a lot of people pulled their money out then. So we were very optimistic that early stage private equity investing is going to really see an uptick, because as some of these investors told us, you know, and one of the things that I've been promoting to them is that when you invest in an early stage company, you know, you have to go through all your due diligence. You go through, you know, evaluating them, and it's the same way you would evaluate a public stock. Okay, when you look at, you know, what's their market potential, what's their, you know, the value of that company, what's the management team? Do you believe the management team has what it takes to execute on this opportunity? Is the technology very compelling? Do they have a clear go-to-market and how they're going to be able to succeed in their business model? And if all those things fit and you like the deal, okay, it's something you understand and know, or you know people that are investing in it that you trust you're following on with their investment, then it is it's a great investment opportunity as a portion of your total diversification and asset class. Because guess what? It's already at the bottom. It's already at the bottom of the of its worth. And you know, a couple of key things is that, one, by investing in early stage companies, you're creating jobs, okay? You're creating a new business that can get to market and deliver new quality products to the market. And if for some reason it does start to go sideways, well, you know, you have the ability with you or some of the other investors to get involved and help turn the company around. I mean, that's part of what an angel investor does, is bring their expertise as well as their money to the table and helping these companies. So you can influence it a lot more than you can on the public stocks. A lot of the public stocks are out of your control because it's a big retirement fund or 401k or a hedge fund that's dumping the stock, and it has nothing to do necessarily with the quality of the company, but it's what they could get rid of because they needed the cash. So, you know, it's one of those things that right now early stage investing is very hot, and there's a lot of great companies that are looking for capital. Later this week, we'll be attending the Venture Atlanta conference. They're expecting, you know, over 400 attendees at that particular conference here in Atlanta, and there's going to be, I think they've got 12 companies, something like that are presenting. They're a little bit further along in their development because they're ready for venture capital. But it's very strong. It's a very strong marketplace for early stage companies and for investors that, you know, realize, you know, the stock market's going to take me 2 years to get my return back on that, on what I've lost on paper. Well, you know, in that same time frame, I can put $25,000 or $50,000 into a couple of different companies and get a substantial potential multiple on my money over that same period of time, which I know I'm not going to get a multiple on my money in the stock market. So right now we're seeing a lot of renewed interest in early stage investing. A lot of our investors are coming back to the table. Our last event was a few weeks back in September, and we had new folks that hadn't been in a long time come to that. We also had we have a lot of folks that are signing up to come to the event, our next event, October 22nd. So I'll be announcing at that some best practices that I picked up attending the Angel Capital Association meeting and what we're going to do to really shore up and strengthen the angel investor community in the Atlanta and in the Southeast. It was also encouraging while I was at that event, there were two new angel groups that had been formed within the last 6 months, and each of them, one of them was out of North Georgia, had 20 or 30 members in it, and one out of South Carolina had 70 members in it. So these are, you know, since the market started getting crazy, decided to plug in and get involved in an angel investor group. And we believe that, you know, although the bigger institutional monies are drying up, there's going to be a lot of high net worth folks that are going to get back involved in angel investing or get involved for the first time because they are looking to create wealth and they are looking for ways to diversify their portfolio. So if there is anybody listening right now, if you want to call in and ask questions, you can do that at 347-945-6873, 347-945-6873. I am waiting for the folks on Learn to Grow to call in, and then we'll have Two Chicks for Chocolate to call in. These are two companies that have been approved to present at the NBA and I investor event on October 22nd. They went through a screening process, went through the application process, and we're excited about their participation. They have very interesting business models. So one of the other things I want to, while I'm talking about my, you know, my background is economy, is being an economics major from Emory University, and then my MBA from the University of Florida. And one of my, I guess, hobbies or likes is to be able to analyze the trends in the marketplace. And, you know, yes, it's unfortunate that the market has tanked as much as it has, and a lot of what's fueling that is this fear. But if you can think back, I mean, we've gone through, as a U.S. economy, a lot of fearful times when we had a crunch in the credit market back in the 70s and 80s. Gas went up crazy. We had the S&L bailout. You know, we had the junk bond fiasco that Milken did. You know, we had that impacted the stock market. And then we came back fine, right? Because one of the things, and same thing, .com happened. Market tank, certain sectors, the IT sector was in the dumper for many years. It was, a lot of companies were going through a very tough time. But those, you know, one of the things that the market does, what the U.S. economy does, is we are very good at rebounding and finding new ways to create wealth, to create jobs. Our government's going to get involved and help in the best ways that they know how. But ultimately, it is up to you and me and, you know, for all of us to keep our heads about us and have some faith and some optimism that the market's going to turn around. The market has dropped, but, you know, you think about it, there's more activity on the market. It's a bigger stock market than it has ever been before, and it reached new heights that we never realized it could reach, you know, just a few years ago. So it will come back, and if you don't panic, then, you know, your 401k or your, you know, those things will still be there, and they'll come back. you know, there's all kinds of ways. You always look at diversification as a way to protect your wealth. And if you don't have an advisor advising you on that, I highly recommend that you get one that's got some sophistication in understanding all the different types of assets.